After 18 months in custody, Army Private First Class Bradley Manning made his first public appearance just before Christmas at what's known as an Article 32 pretrial hearing at Fort Meade, Maryland. The hearing is the required next step in the military's legal process before the expected court-martial of the 24-year-old Manning that will likely begin in 6 to 9 months. Private Manning stands accused by the U.S. government of being the source of 260,000 diplomatic government cables and more than 90,000 intelligence reports later distributed to the press by WikiLeaks. Manning, who has been held in solitary confinement under conditions that his attorney and supporters characterize as cruel and degrading, faces 22 charges, including aiding the enemy, which carry a possible 30 years in jail. Manning's lawyer, David Coombs, has based his defense strategy on two main points. One, the leaks did little real damage to U.S. national security, and two, the military's lax security in running Manning's intelligence unit and their failure to notice and take action to address behavior indicating Private Manning was suffering from psychological distress. Your reporter spoke with Rainey Reitman, a steering committee member of the Bradley Manning Support Network. She summarizes what took place at Manning's pretrial hearing and concerns about how the hearing was conducted and the direction of the prosecution's case.
The way the hearing sort of unfolded, the government, the prosecution, was basing its argument line basically around forensic analysis. They collected all these different computers that Bradley Manning had used at different times and then did forensic analysis on them to try and pinpoint data that indicated Manning had accessed documents that later came up on the WikiLeaks website. And the defense took a different tactic. The defense said, we are here not just to discuss what happened or how it happened, but to discuss why it happened and to talk about this larger issue of government transparency. One of the major focal points of the defense's argument is that there have been no negative repercussions to this information being published, and that what is being charged against Bradley Manning is an enormous overreaction, that he should not be facing 150 years in prison, 24-year-old guy, just trying to make this country a better place, for something that, in effect, did not have any negative impact on our soldiers overseas or on our negotiations in world spheres. So that was one of their core arguments. I believe many of the witnesses that were denied were going to speak to that particular issue.
What kind of penalty do the charges that Bradley Manning faces? What is his possible jail sentence if he is convicted for these crimes? And I know the defense is concerned that the harshness of the sentence that he may be liable to get is in part a way to pressure him to cooperate with the prosecution to pursue a prosecution against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. You want to speak to that, please?
Yes, but I think you nailed it on the head. The defense and many of the analysts who've been watching this case believe that the government is pursuing Bradley Manning in this particularly harsh manner because they are hoping to get him to testify against WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, and also to make an example of him. The charges altogether, if Manning were to be convicted of all of them and get the highest sentence, would be some 150 years in prison. The death penalty is actually still on the table. The prosecution has stated that they aren't, at this point anyway, going to pursue the death penalty, though it's certainly possible that that's something that could be faced. The defense has asked that most of these charges be dropped, especially egregious ones like aiding the enemy, and that instead they face simple overstepping classification boundaries and something more to the tune of, maximum charge, 30 years. And so what we're waiting for now is for the investigating officer to review the information that was reported to him and decide if he's going to recommend that all of those charges go to a court-martial or whether they should be reduced before the court-martial.
Rainey, I wanted to discuss with you the allegation by the defense that there is an epidemic of overclassified U.S. government documents that in some way led somebody like Bradley Manning to release them, thinking that the public has a right to know many of the things that were divulged in the documents that WikiLeaks eventually did release to the public and the press. Tell us a bit about overclassification as an issue here.
Well, this has actually become a huge issue of public controversy. As you probably know, in 2010 alone, there were 77 million documents classified by our government. That's a 40% jump over the prior year. And the number of people with security clearances is around 4.2 million. That's more people than there are in the city of Los Angeles. The classification of documents has become the default in our military culture. There's this idea to constantly hide things away, but many of the things that are being so carefully classified are not only things that won't hurt or endanger our military work overseas, they also are attempts to cover up some very concerning situations that happen. So, for example, one of the leaks that has not come out yet, has yet to be published, but is attributed to Bradley Manning, is the Guarani airstrike, also known as the Granai massacre, in which there's an airstrike by U.S. military forces that killed, I think it was a total of about 120 people. I'm not sure on the total, but it was 90 school children. And this is along with the video collateral murder, which shows two Reuters journalists getting gunned down by Americans. Some of the things that Manning saw that led him to speak out and to leak documents. So there's this idea that there was no method, no mechanism in place whatsoever that someone like Bradley Manning would have had a way to get that information out other than leaking it, because there's no way to really unclassify documents for somebody like Bradley Manning, who saw something that disturbed his conscience.
That was Rainey Reitman, a steering committee member of the Bradley Manning Support Network. Learn more about the issues in the Bradley Manning case by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.